Good morning. I am Commissioner Deanna Keller, Port of Tacoma Commission Vice President, calling to order the regular meeting of the Port of Tacoma Commission on October 20th, 2022. The time is now 10 a.m. This meeting is being held at the Fabulous Center. Also present is Commissioner McCarthy. Commissioners Meyer and Marzano will be joining us via video teleconference. Commissioner Eng has been traveling on port business and will join us shortly. The commission will now recess into an OPMA exempt closed special order of business to discuss a labor collective bargaining agreement until 10:30 a.m. The commission will now recess into an executive session until 11:50 a.m. to discuss one item of litigation pursuant to RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub I, one item of real estate acquisition pursuant to RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub B, one item of real estate leasing pursuant to RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub C. The time is now 10:21 a.m. And again, we will recess until 11:50 a.m.
Eric Johnson, Executive Director of the Port. The factors allowed to be discussed during executive session related to real estate selling or leasing are as follows: the size and zoning of the property, distance from and connectivity to deep water marine terminals, potential for job creation, and consistency with the port strategic plan. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. This is Commission Vice President Deanna Keller. The time is now 12:02. With me are Commissioners McCarthy and Eng. Commissioner Marzano is virtual and Commissioner Meyer is excused. We were in an OPA exempt closed special order of business to discuss a labor collective bargaining agreement from 10 to 10:20 a.m. and then executive session from 10:20 to 11:40 a.m. to discuss one item of litigation pursuant to RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub I, one item of real estate acquisition pursuant to RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub B, one item of real estate leasing pursuant to RCW 42.30.110 sub 1 sub C. Let's all rise and please begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would also like to acknowledge that we are meeting on the shores of the Salish Sea and reside on the ancestral lands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. At this time, I'd like our next item is to approve today's agenda. Is there anyone who would like to make a change to our posted agenda? I would actually like to add that to talk a little bit about the life of Russ Blount. On October 5th, the City of Fife and the Port of Tacoma held a joint work study on new transportation projects here at the Fabulous Center. Russ Blount, the Deputy City Manager for the City of Fife, was in attendance, as he usually is at transportation project discussions. Russ worked for the City of Fife for more than two decades, serving as Fife's Public Works Director for 17 years prior to becoming Deputy City Manager in 2018. Russ was a leader on transportation issues, not just in Pierce County, but throughout the region and the state. Russ was killed the next morning while riding his motorcycle, and the news of his death was a blow to the Port of Tacoma. As Lou Paulson, our former risk management director, said, Russ was such a wonderful person, thoughtful and kind, knowledgeable, patient, and such a pleasure to work with and spend time with, a huge loss. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and his City of Fife family. Could we please stand for a moment of silence to remember the life and work of this wonderful man? Thank you. Please be seated. Now we come to the consent agenda. We need to approve the minutes of September 15th and October 15th, and also approve the check certifications from September 2nd to October 6th. Is there a motion for the consent agenda?
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. Are there any questions from commissioners? All in favor for the two consent agendas, please say aye.
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 Motion carries. And also, Commissioner Marzano, please feel free to go ahead and just insert at any time if you have questions throughout the meeting.
Yeah, thank you, I will.
Public comment. Is there anyone signed up for public comment at this time? Okay, would anyone in the audience like to make a statement? All right, thank you. Moving on, the Executive Director's Report, Executive Johnson.
Thank you very much, Vice President Keller. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director, Port of Tacoma. I would like to begin by introducing a new staff person, our new Chief of Strategic Initiatives and Commission Relations, Elisa Praskovich. She started work with us on Monday. And if you stand up, Elisa, everybody will know what you look like. There she is. She started 4 days ago, moved here from Florida, right ahead of the hurricane, and has settled down here in Tacoma. And we're looking forward to having her be a part of our team. Second item, the third quarter financials for the Port of Tacoma were just released. This is through the end of September, and you'll be getting a copy of those tomorrow. I encourage you to look them over. I just saw them yesterday, but it's good news. We have solid financial news. I won't get into the details unless you have a question, but the financials for the Port are very solid. Revenue is actually up higher than was originally budgeted and forecasted. Yesterday, I met with the mayor of Lakewood. Jason Whalen came to a visit to the port. I sat down and gave him a briefing of our primary issues, and then he toured the port following that, and that was a good visit. I will tell, for the record, I'd like to heap praise on the Youth Marine Foundation at the acquisition of their new vessel, the Doolin Rogers. I think several of you were actually on the inaugural cruise of that vessel from Olympia last Sunday. I was unfortunately unable to make it because of a family issue, but I understand it was a pleasant cruise, and I'm looking forward to having us all work with the Youth Marine Foundation with this incredible opportunity. What a vessel. The tremendous opportunity to get kids out on the water, and really can expand their ability to connect with everybody. And so I think we should note our happiness with the YMF. And then finally, in closing, the Washington State History Museum has been working for some time on a kiosk that explains the history of the Port of Tacoma. And port staff have been involved in the production and research of that kiosk. The ribbon cutting for that will be this evening at 5 o'clock at the Washington State History Museum. Everyone's invited. I will be there, and it's Thursdays are free admission to the museum, so any member of the public can come. One Thursday a month is free. This is the free Thursday. So the members of the public, if they're listening, and I'm sure they all are, tonight is at 5 o'clock. There'll be a ribbon cutting for that exhibit, which will be cool. And that's the end of my report.
Great. Thank you very much. Moving on to commission actions. And the first one, we have a proclamation 2022-7-PT, which is Native American Heritage Month and Indigenous Peoples Day. And Commissioner Ang, could you please read that for us?
Thank you, Commissioner Keller. Whereas Tacoma and Pierce County has a growing population. Oh, wait, I am not there. There we go. Whereas the Port of Tacoma has adopted a diversity and inclusion policy which declares the port respects and values the rich diversity of its employees, customers, contractors, and stakeholders, and that it is committed to a work environment that is inclusive and values diverse thought and expression in pursuit of the organization's mission, and is committed to provide a workplace environment that is free from all forms of discrimination and harassment. And whereas Port of Tacoma Resolution 2020-06 identifies diversity, equity, and inclusion as core values of the Port of Tacoma, that shall incorporate it into its strategic plan and into diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives. And whereas Port of Tacoma Resolution 2020-06 adopts the following guiding principles as the basis for the Port of Tacoma's DEI initiatives, understanding and the history of racism, embracing differences, and developing leadership. And whereas on April 16, 2021, the Port of Tacoma Commission approved a new strategic plan, which contains strategies calling on the port to integrate the values of DEI, as well as health and safety, into the port's culture and decision-making framework, as well as strengthen, build, and maintain strategic relationships with the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. And whereas the Port of Tacoma recognizes that the indigenous peoples of the lands that would later become known as the Americas have occupied these lands since time immemorial. And whereas the Port of Tacoma recognizes that Pierce County overlaps the homelands and villages of the indigenous peoples of this region. And whereas the port values the many contributions made by indigenous peoples in our community in the arts, education, social services, medicine, transportation, family support, workforce, labor, and service to our country and the armed forces. And whereas the port is committed to promoting the well-being and growth of Pierce County's American Indian and indigenous community, most notably the Puyallup Tribe of Indians, by engaging in dialogue led by tribal communities in the areas of self-determination, sovereignty, cultural preservation, in order to create an active government-to-government collaboration. And whereas Indigenous Peoples Day was first proposed in 1977 by a delegation of Native Nations to the United Nations-sponsored International Conference on Discrimination Against Indigenous Populations in the Americas, and whereas on December 16, 2010, the United States announced support for the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which recognizes that Indigenous peoples have suffered from historic injustices as a result of their colonization and dispossession of their lands, territories, and resources. And whereas Article 15 of the Declaration recognizes the right of Indigenous peoples to the dignity and diversity of their cultures, traditions, histories, and aspirations, which shall be appropriately reflected in education and public information, and obliges nation states to take effective measures in consultation and cooperation with the Indigenous peoples concerned to combat prejudice and eliminate discrimination, and to promote tolerance, understanding, and good relations among Indigenous peoples and all other segments of society. And whereas many jurisdictions in the United States celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, including the cities of Spokane, adopted in 2016, Olympia in 2015, Seattle in 2014, and Tacoma, adopted in 2018. And whereas President George H.W. Bush declared the first National Native American Heritage Month in 1990 at the request of Congress. Now, therefore, the Port of Tacoma strongly supports the proposition that Indigenous People Day and Native American Heritage Month shall be opportunities to celebrate the thriving cultures and values of the Indigenous peoples of our region. The Port firmly commits to continuing its efforts to promote the well-being and cultural vitality of Pierce County's Indigenous community, in particular, the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. The Port of Tacoma recognizes the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day. The Port of Tacoma recognizes the month of November as Native American Heritage Month.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Okay. All in favor of this proclamation, say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. Motion carries. Next, we have resolution 2022-19-PT, which is Port of Tacoma Homelessness Policy. Several of us commissioners have been asked by different Pierce County officials and City of Tacoma officials about housing homeless encampments down on port properties. And commissioners felt the need that we needed to have a resolution to discuss this, as well as asking our executive director and staff to see what we also can do to help out with this, because this is everyone's problem and everyone's concern. So the resolution reads as follows. Resolution of the Port of Tacoma Commission directing the Executive Director to prepare and present to the Commission alternatives to assist local governments in responding to the growing number of individuals in Tacoma and Pierce County experiencing homelessness. Whereas the Tacoma and Pierce County has a growing population of individuals who are experiencing homelessness, and whereas the supply of shelter space, temporary and/or permanent supportive housing in Tacoma and Pierce County is inadequate to meet demand, and whereas the number and size of unsanctioned encampments throughout the city, county, and on industrial lands in the Tacoma tide flats has been increasing, and whereas conditions in the unsanctioned encampments are dangerous to the inhabitants' health and safety, especially those encampments that are not in close proximity to services, sanitation facilities, and other human health and safety needs, and whereas regional and local policy identify residential and temporary housing as incompatible uses of industrial lands that should be prohibited, including the Puget Sound Regional Council's Vision 2050 Manufacturing Industrial Center policies, the Growth Management Act Container Port Element Requirement, RCW 36.70A.85, and the Shoreline Management Act use preferences for water-dependent industrial uses, such as the port's marine terminal facilities. And whereas in 2016, the Northwest Seaport Alliance, of which the Port of Tacoma is a managing member, adopting guiding principles related to maritime and industrial lands, including the need to minimize incompatible uses, including residential. And whereas in 2021, the Port of Tacoma Commission adopted a five-year strategic plan that includes a strategy calling on the port to develop and support land use and infrastructure policies that protect the cargo supply chain and promote a robust employment base. And whereas RCW 53.08.245 authorizes port districts to engage in economic development programs, and whereas under RCW 53.08.080, the Port of Tacoma may lease its real and personal property for such purposes and upon such terms as the Port Commission deems proper. And whereas, as part of the Port of Tacoma's responsibility as an economic development agency, the port recognizes there are two distinct issues that the Pierce County community is concerned with. One, provide adequate shelter for the unsheltered population, and two, create affordable housing in our communities. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Port of Tacoma Commission that, one, the above stated recitals are adopted as findings of the Port Commission and are incorporated by this reference as though fully set herein, and number two, that the Port Commission concludes as follows. A, the number of unsanctioned encampments in Tacoma is growing, posing an increasing risk to the health and safety of encampment residents. B, the port wishes to support local governments addressing issues surrounding homelessness in our community within the confines of the port's limited statutory authority as a special purpose district. And C, residential uses, whether permanent or temporary, are incompatible with industrial land zoning and inconsistent with applicable law, codes, and policies. And number three, that the executive director is directed to prepare and present to the Port Commission alternatives by which the port, within the scope of its authority as a special purpose district, could provide support to other local governments to help address the issues of unhoused individuals consistent with the findings above. So with that, would like to see if there is a motion for this.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion about this?
Sure, I'd like that.
Commissioner Ng?
You know, at some point people say, well, homelessness, is that in the port's lane? But literally it's in everyone's lane, and we have seen it in our tide flats. And we cannot not get involved. And so I am happy that the port will become more proactive and collaborate and work with our local governments in addressing this issue that is affecting everyone, especially those in those encampments. And I just also wanted to add that the Northwest Detention Center with the detainees are also incompatible with industrial uses, and that should not be here as well. But there is no sense in putting encampments right by terminals as well, where trucks speed by And so this is also a safety issue. So thank you, and I'm glad that the Port of Tacoma is becoming more active in the issues that affect our community.
Anyone else? Commissioner McCarthy?
I just, in reading this, I think we probably could have mentioned some other distinct issues that the Pierce County community is concerned with, which includes adequate shelter for the unsheltered and affordable housing in our community. But I think the Pierce County community has a safety concern and is it also a concern about the impermissible use of community property, which otherwise is used for parks or other recreational uses. So I think there are more and additional concerns here that are unfortunately evolving from extended shelters and locations. So I think there's definitely, and this isn't an issue that we normally delve into, but if I were drafting this, I probably would have added some other community concerns about the unfortunate situation of proliferation of shelters.
Thank you. Anyone else? Commissioner Marzano?
No, I'm fine with it. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further discussion items, is anyone in favor of this excuse me, resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Excuse me. Next item is resolution 2022-11-PT, Port of Tacoma Bylaws, second reading, and I'd like to call upon General Counsel Heather Burgess on this.
Thanks, Commissioner. Just for the record, Heather Burgess, General Counsel here for the Port of Tacoma. I'm back in front of you for hopefully the final time on your bylaws review and update for the 2022 cycle. At the July 21st, 2022 commission meeting, we reviewed the bylaws and our recommended changes. I sought some commission input, prepared an initial draft that went back out with the August for some initial review. And then last month we went over it in more detail on what was characterized as a first reading. You provided some additional feedback specific as to the number of additional meetings, as where most of that discussion focused. And I've made those revisions, and what's in front of you today for second reading and hopefully adoption is the final version of your resolution adopting your bylaws for 2022. So unless there's specific questions or additional concerns that the commission has, that concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions, concerns for Heather Burgess? Okay. If there are none, is there a motion?
I'll also move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor of the updated bylaws, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any nays? The motion carries. Okay, next on the agenda is Marine View Drive lease amendment, and I believe we have Scott Francis who's going to give this report.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. This next item includes a lease amendment for one of our residential properties on Marine View Drive.
Speak up a little bit.
You have to get closer to the microphone.
Okay. The action requested is request commission approval for the first amendment to the land lease between the Port of Tacoma and Steve and Mary Shelton for the property located at 5108 Marine View Drive to allow for lease termination and reimbursement of tenants' improvements to the house for the flat rate of $50,000. And also waive the second reading, which is required for the Port of Tacoma lease approvals pursuant to Commission Master Policy on Delegation of Authority, Section 3B2. So the red outlined area on this graphic shows the location of the Port's Marine View Drive properties on the east side of Commencement Bay. As background, the Port purchased this property in 2005 It's 17 acres in size, and it was purchased for $2.75 million. The long-term intended use of this property was for habitat restoration and the development of public access to Commencement Bay. At the time of the purchase, 10 houses were located on this property. One house was both owned and leased by the port. This is the house that's currently leased to the Sheltons. The other 9 houses were owned as personal property by the port's land lease tenants. The initial leases were carryover leases on a month-to-month basis from the previous owner. And then in 2012, the port worked with the tenants to create a long-term lease that included a one-time buyout option if it was exercised by November 15th, 2013. Some of the tenants accepted this buyout, and some of the tenants decided to remain on the property under the new lease terms. This graphic shows the Marine View Drive properties. The red property is the property leased to the Sheltons. The green properties, they've been removed. So these were the properties that accepted the buyout option, and we've since demoed those buildings. The orange properties are currently leased to port tenants. And then at the very top, you know, the yellow properties, that's not port-owned property. Those are privately owned residences. So the current Shelton lease terms include the following. The rent is $588 per month plus leasehold excise tax. The rent's escalated by CPI annually with a minimum of 2.5%. The security deposit is equivalent to 3 months rent plus leasehold excise tax. The insurance requirements are $300,000 for liability and $25,000 for property damage. The maintenance is the tenant's sole responsibility. And lease termination occurs in one of two events. Either the tenant stops occupying the property, or at the port's discretion and a 12-month advance notice, the port can terminate the lease. In that situation, the port would pay market value for the tenant improvements. So the terms of the lease amendment, it would allow the Sheltons to vacate the property on or about November 1st. The property or the port will reimburse the Sheltons for their tenant improvements for the flat rate of $50,000, and the lease will terminate on or about November 1st. So the lease amendment benefits include, first, that the Sheltons, they feel unsafe at this location. Approving this amendment will allow the Sheltons to relocate to another area that's more suitable for them. Also, this amendment supports the port's long-term goal of demolishing the houses on this property and conducting habitat restoration. The negotiated improvements reimbursement payment is expected to be less today than it would be in the future. That's that $50,000 flat rate payment. And also this agreement saves the port the future cost of an appraisal. Whoops, I didn't click that slide forward, sorry. Yeah, so in conclusion, the action requested is to request commission approval of the First Amendment to the land lease between the Port of Tacoma and Stephen Mary Shelton for the property located at 5108 Marine View Drive to allow for lease termination and reimbursement of tenant improvements to the house for the flat rate of $50,000 and waive the second reading, which is required for the Port of Tacoma land lease approvals pursuant to Commission Master Policy.
Great, thank you. What I'd like to do is to take both of these actions with one vote, and then we can have our discussion, but is there a motion on this?
So moved.
I'll second.
And then are there any questions or comments for Scott? Okay, so all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you. Next item that we have is non-action, and it's new business. Do we have any commissioners with a non-action new business item that they'd like to discuss today? Okay, hearing none, on to committee reports. Are there any committee reports at this time or work study group reports? Okay, hearing none. Issue briefing. Aaron Galeno, please come on up.
Good afternoon. Okay, let's talk tax levy. Shortly after our last meeting, we did receive the assessments from Pierce County, and so my purpose coming before you today is to share a little bit about the current assessment and how we're incorporating the tax levy into the study session, budget study session that we will be back on November 3rd. And you did receive a memo with this information. This is really an excerpt of that. And for the public to know, again, annually, the Pierce County puts out the assessments, and the port, as a municipal corporation and part of Pierce County, we are a part of the tax levy component with our taxpayers, generally the smallest, so for those that are listening. And as we come forward with our budget study session, we will show you what we're incorporating into our anticipated increase. And I think a key thing to note is historically, up until a couple years ago, the commission had set a millage rate and allowed the millage rate to stay constant. So then we went, our collection rate went up and down depending on the growth or contraction of the assessments. And with Eric's leadership a couple years ago, the commissioner set policy that we looked at a fixed rate increase starting in 2001. So the past 2 years, the policy has been a fixed 3% increase, even though we could have increased our levy collection by a larger amount. So with that policy direction, we've stayed consistent with that approach. And then one of the things we look at every year are what are all the things that we have in our budget that we could actually use tax levy dollars for, and of course paying our general obligation debt. And then we have a number of projects that are considered governmental infrastructure projects that are proper uses for, and again, in next year's budget, we're looking at as many as $41 million of activity or expenditures that could use tax levy dollars. With that in mind, we have here as an example, the total assessment came in at $191 billion. That just seems so much to say, which was over a 20% increase over the previous year's assessments. And so what we've done here is given you an example of our current tax levy at a 3% increase, 4%, and 5%. What the impact, the total impact, and for us, it's about, so say a 4% is about an additional $250,000 in our overall collection. But again, as you can see, significantly at $25 million, $25.5 million, below the types of projects we might work on. The impact to the taxpayer is the millage rate would actually drop about 13% to about 13 cents a household. And the average price of a household at about $580,000 is $6.34 per month at if we adopt a 4% increase, and that's a 24-cent increase over what the collection is this year. Just to give you a reference, so by setting a fixed increase, even though we could go considerably higher, a 4% increase would allow us to increase our collection by just under $1 million that we could then turn around and apply to the projects that we have slated for next year. So that's my quick and dirty overview.
Any questions?
I guess I did. I mean, yeah. I was looking at what's the possible change to our levy and why would we do it? Because I know we lowered it to a fix because we wanted to give some relief to Pierce County homeowners. Taking a look at home assessments in the past 3 years, 20% over 20%, 25%. And even though we're like the smallest of the taxes around this county, is there projects that could possibly need more funding, because I said we were not going to increase anything unless we really have a pressing project. But so far, is there something that we could take a look at that possibly could?
Are you talking beyond?
Yes.
So
beyond these, because these have been the same.
And well, you know, and again, we take first dollar to, you know, pay our general obligation principal and interest, and then beyond that, look at projects. And so these are the key projects that we have for 2023, which again, you know, and it includes $20 million worth of potential land acquisitions. But as you can see, like I said, this does exceed what we would likely collect. But yeah. Also during the course of the year, we know there's no guarantee we'll do 100% of these, because again, each of these comes for, you know, in terms of projects, comes forward to you as we're ready to execute those and for approval. So I'm not sure if that answers your question.
I guess so. I mean, the only one seeing that I see a change in, because I know that we did pretty well on locking in those bond interests, is land acquisitions. Mm-hmm. With the inflationary rate and the assessments for land, that is the only reason why a port tax levy would ever increase, is because the price of land has also has gone up.
And I would say,
but
within
we have kept that $20 million for 3 years now.
Yeah. Well, and that's because it's kind of a placeholder. But within the context of each of these projects, what I can tell you is, as they forecast the costs, we know that construction costs have risen anywhere from really in the 15% to 30% range. So embedded in each of these many of these projects, as we look at completing them, our costs have risen. I mean, the cost of most goods and especially services have increased.
Thank you.
And more than 4%.
Commissioner McCarthy?
When is it that we, is this our time to discuss what the appropriate levy should be, or when are we actually going to make that decision, or do you plan on bringing it separately apart for further discussion?
Correct. That discussion happens in November.
So we're giving you a preview here, and again, our, you know, our, what we have staff are building into the study session is a 4% increase. The study session will give another opportunity to have a conversation. Then, based on the outcome of that, we would come back on the 17th with the resolutions that would formally adopt.
Sure.
So our preference would be to know sooner versus later, but our next formal discussion opportunity is the 3rd.
But as a staff, you're plugging in 4%?
That is what we're bringing forward to the study session.
Okay. How much does the Port of Tacoma owe now? What is our indebtedness? Do you know the number? Last I checked, we had gone from 4 years ago, 600 plus million. I think David reported it was 550-ish. At the end of last year, and so I'm giving you some time to think while I'm...
I don't have the exact number. Yeah. I can follow up with you, you know, soon. I just don't have that on the top of my head right now. I do know it's under $600 million.
Yeah.
And going down.
Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah. Eric's kind of thumbing through some of that.
Like I said, it's probably in the other presentation I have sitting over my chair.
I actually have that information, but I can't get the pages turned quite fast enough.
Here. Yeah, it's a little it's a little further back.
You don't have that number posted near your bedstand at night? And
I have too many numbers in my head as it is.
The most important number I keep in my head is no new borrowing. Zero. Zero is the most important number I keep in my head, which is the amount of new borrowing.
That's okay.
I'll get it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. We can get it. We have it.
Okay. So in November, are we also going to be able to talk about other potential uses of tax levy dollars? I'm thinking, because I've had constituents talk about the fact that they'd like to see electric vehicles being purchased, you know, for especially drayage vehicles. So just a thought.
We do have the capital investment plan that we've already put forward.
Okay.
That also does not prevent us, again, even the study session and the adoption of the budget does not prevent us from modifying and adding or, you know, subtracting things into the next year.
Okay, great, thank you. Yeah. Commissioner Marzano, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I have a couple questions, I think. Aaron, you were talking about up to 4%. You're looking at an average home of $580,000 valued. That the rate would be $634 per month. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that's an increase of 42 cents, something like that?
Nope, up 24.
24. I had the numbers right, just wrong.
Yeah, that's okay.
And could you, I think it'd be nice for the public to know too, we used to do a pie chart. If you could do, bring that to the November meeting showing our tax rate compared to other entities, I think that would be important to show. And I like the fact of what you showed, what monies we could be using, and to follow up a little bit on what Commissioner Keller talked about. Some of the things we've always mentioned is the fact that we have so much we want to do, but at the same time, we want to be very aware of what homeowners are going through, because we could tax at a lot higher rate, and we choose not to. And if we were at our millage rate, which we had at the last, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago, if you could come back and let us know what that possibly would be, just to give an idea to the citizens of Pierce County of how much we're actually, we've reduced that our taxes.
Excellent. Yes, and the slides that you're referring to will be at the study session, and we actually have you'll receive those draft materials, I believe, by end of day tomorrow, and so you will see all of that information reflected. The one thing I'll make sure we do follow up, what our millage rate used to be and what that might look like, might be in there, but I'll double check that. But the other ones, the pie chart and other things are already there. So terrific. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And Commissioner McCarthy, we're anticipating our debt outstanding to be $503
million.
$503 million.
503.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
Down.
That's
good.
I also wanted to ask the question for public record, and I know that in an email I sent to both you and to Eric, I get this question asked often, especially I live in Gig Harbor, and they are always asking the question, why do we have a tax levy when the port, should be, they say self-sustaining, which the port technically is self-sustaining. So if you could kind of describe the philosophical reason of why we do levy property taxes for the Port of Tacoma.
We can do that. Yeah. You want to mention it now?
Sure.
Well, yeah. With two exceptions, every port in the state of Washington levies a property tax, and most ports in the country have got some type of public funding that comes from not from their operations, because the nature of our operations is there are things that just don't. You have to use taxpayer dollars to fund them. Transportation improvements are a classic example, unless it's a toll road, which you don't have many of. Environmental remediation projects, and then debt. We enjoy a very favorable debt rating. Our Moody's and Standard & Poor's ratings are good and have actually improved, and they really like the fact that we have a tax levy that you can approve without a public vote, and that we don't use it all. Do we have capacity? We bank our capacity. So the Port of Tacoma does not take its maximum tax levy by any, even close to it. And the bond rating agencies really like that, and it gives us a better interest rate on the debt that we have issued. So it's a good thing to have. It's important to be able to rely on it should the need arise, should there become a significant crucial capital need that we can't anticipate right now. We've got access to that. So there are a variety of reasons why it's a good idea, but I will point out when you see the pie chart of all the taxing districts in Pierce County, you have to get out a magnifying glass to find the Port of Tacoma in that chart. We're pretty small.
And I think it's also helpful for the public when we talk about our general obligation debt. We have two kinds of debt. We have bonds that we have, or debt that we raise for that's tied to revenue. And those are separate in a way from our general obligation, where we may buy land and improve land that the private sector may not do. We only use tax levy for that general obligation debt. So we are self-reliant on on revenue-related activities. But this is really intended to fund reinvestment in the land, and in many cases put that land back to productive use, which creates jobs, and the infrastructure that helps movement and supply chain. So if you're in Gig Harbor, again, if we're creating jobs here, that may create more markets, in other parts of Pierce County.
Right. Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, this brings us to announcements and commissioner comments. And Commissioner Marzano, do you have any comments?
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though.
Commissioner Ain?
Sure. This past week, we were at the American Association of Ports, and we received on behalf of our environmental staff, Deanna Seaman, Jason Jordan, and the communications, a Lighthouse Award for Stormwater Education. So if Commissioner Meyer were here, we had all planned to award you all with that award, because we know that it is your work that got that award. And very much thankful for the work that the team has done. Probably the most advanced. We are the strictest here in Washington State on stormwater, and even still, our staff is always ahead of the curve. So thank you so much. Very much worthy of the award. And also shout out to Port of Everett and Port of Seattle for winning a couple of things. For their Port of Seattle won for an equity index, and Port of Everett for some infrastructure development. But thinking about that equity index, we also have one at the City of Tacoma, and we also address the environmental health disparities map here. And I think it's something that we can incorporate into our workforce development, and something I'd like to talk with all of you in the future. And I'd also like to recognize, because I didn't on the last Seaport meeting, that is also Filipino American History Month. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Commissioner McCarthy.
Sure, I was just jotting down here a few things in the last month. It's really been a pretty busy month. We tend to have these meetings once a month and forget kind of what went on. So to recap a couple of things, I know we had attended Totem Ocean Trailer Express open house they had in the second week in September, they're located in downtown Tacoma in an absolutely beautiful facility with a great view of the working waterfront. And of course, TOTE started calling on Tacoma. They came from Seattle in about 1978. So they've got a history of about 44 years, a substantial history. And they were really the first customer that introduced Tacoma, if you will, to the fact that we could become a world contender in international and other container trade. That was followed just the week after that. Some of us attended a Chamber of Commerce reception in Fairbanks, Alaska. Since TOTE's been in Tacoma, we've been a strong supporter of the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, there's only 670,000 people who live in the entire state of Alaska. You contrast that to Pierce County alone, which has over 900,000 population. So the state chamber meeting really brings together the folks that are involved in trade and all the cargo that moved from Tacoma to Alaska. And the percentage of things moved there from Tacoma is about 80% of that which they received. So that gave us an opportunity, I think, to talk further with not only the Port of Anchorage and other port folks, but TOTE and other people that are involved in cargo that we delivered to Alaska. Also, it made those of us that attended even more acutely aware of how fragile the Port of Anchorage facility is now. They're attempting to get federal funds on a very expensive project, which is also very important to the Port of Tacoma, that they get the facilities they need so that we can continue Alaska Marine Services from TOTE and, of course, Matson. So that was an important visit. It was followed then a few days later with an inaugural voyage of a vessel carrying Hyundai automobiles. And September 23rd, we celebrated that, and they brought 2,000 Hyundai vehicles in. And so we appreciate the partnership that we have with Glovis, who's bringing those automobiles in. Of course, the Port of Tacoma took the risk and spent the money to develop the WL facility on former Kaiser property. So that was a big event as they looked to expand their services. Couple of other things then. Earlier this month, Commissioner Ng and I were able to meet the captain of the Doolin Rogers on their inaugural arrival at our grain elevator. And it was a vessel that was built in China, and they come over and they were picking up soybean, actually. And the soybean came from North and South Dakota, Minnesota, their very first vessel. And they were pretty excited that we were there to celebrate their inaugural voyage. That was followed, I think, actually that evening, there was a special Taiwan National Celebration in Seattle, which I had the opportunity to attend. And trade with Taiwan is so important to us. It was in 1988 that the Port of Tacoma signed a sister port agreement with Kaohsiung, Taiwan. And as Commissioner Marzano knows, that agreement, I think, was the initial steps in the Port of Tacoma being able to attract Evergreen Line, who's called in Tacoma since 1991, over 30 years. So that Taiwanese celebration was, I think, important for us to participate in. Finally, we and you mentioned, Commissioner Keller, or Commissioner Ng, the youth marine vessel, or maybe Eric did. That's an incredible opportunity for young people to learn more and more about the marine trades, and that was an incredible celebration. So I'm really proud that the Port of Tacoma has been strong supporters of that effort. So that's just a few things I jogged down.
Great. Thank you very much. I also wanted to follow up on the Doolin Rogers, and it was just a beautiful day. I know Commissioner McCarthy and Commissioner Ng and I were on the vessel as they came in, and first of all, it was a beautiful day, but to be able to see all of the maritime community come out, working boats, recreational boats. We had lines of Tacoma Yacht Club members. We had several working boats. In fact, I think one of the tugs, we were not sure if they were going to get in the way as they docked when they brought the boat in, but fireboat was out there, police boat, sheriff's boat. It was just a beautiful opportunity to be able to see our entire community come together and to realize that you can. I think it took them approximately about a year from the time that we take, and I'm on that board, but we took a look at that vessel to when we purchased it, but the Cheney Foundation, several other donors came together, and a lot of private donors as well. Port of Tacoma has also helped with their some of their costs as well. But just thinking of what a community can do when they put their minds together, when we put our hearts together and our hands together, and it was just a beautiful celebration. I actually got to see Commissioner McCarthy and his Sea Scout grandson, took a picture of them too. So very proud commissioner and grandson. So it was a great day.
Good picture.
But thanks. Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so any other comments?
Wow, that was a long list. If I had gone through my whole calendar, I might have. All but right. I did want to add that I did go to the Washington Environmental Council Gala and was a panelist, and they wanted to ask about environmental justice and equitable transition. And I think it really went well that, you know, we ports are at the heart of all of this transition, that we are working, we are making the investments, that it's not just poetry, it is in motion. We have to put metrics and investments, and it's happening on the ground. And I also wanted to thank Jason Jordan for presenting at Climate Changes Here for our local environmentalist to know, but the one in the Westin was like 500 people, for our state to know what exactly is the Port of Tacoma doing, and it's happening, the transition is happening. So thank you for presenting and giving hope to some of those people who are wondering, what is our local governments doing to address climate change, and how are we addressing environmental justice and this transition? So it does mean a lot to the community to hear from us. Thank you.
Yes, Commissioner McCarthy.
Since the meeting agenda is kind of low, I'll just keep talking until you tell me to knock it off. But I think the other thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is During the last month, the county council took a position on the Canyon Road extension completion, and I think that's an issue that we're going to have to take up and discuss at our next transportation-type meeting as we watch and see how the county council's approaching that and what they're looking at. Basically, they made a decision not to seek at this time some grant funds which would allow a railroad overpass. So the question is to what extent that might impact the Port of Tacoma. I think it's an important issue. You know, Highway 167, one of the arguments I think they considered was that with 167's completion, that the need for the Canyon Road extension all the way to the port might not be as significant as once thought. So, and I don't know specifically whether that's correct or not, but it's an issue that we need to delve into. And I know you mentioned earlier that we met with the City of Fife. We do need to be leaders on transportation in the Tide Flats. We do need to get out front, not rely on some of our other governmental general jurisdiction governors, governments to move forward on some transportation projects. So I hope, Eric, that we have some conversation. Some of us have had some comments on what we've done so far and what we really need to be looking at imminently. So I hope we have a further work session in the near future to go through some additional information on that.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner McCarthy. I actually, based on the events of the last month in that space, I was planning to recommend to President Meyer that we have a briefing from the county, from Pierce County on that project. To refresh everyone's memory, we did get a briefing from them probably 2 years ago, I'm going to say, but memories, you know, fade. And I think it would be a good idea for us to get an update on that project so that we're all on the same page, understanding what the different pieces of it are and what the benefits are. So I'm going to recommend that we get that briefing scheduled, if not in November, December.
Great. Thank you. Well, with no further business before the commission, we will adjourn. The time is now 1:01 p.m.